Truly has. Been very good to be here. Each and every time that we have an opportunity to be able to be gathered with our brothers and sisters in Christ in the presence of the Lord, it's good. It's good. Our message today is one of warning. Be very careful. Dear friends, we ask you today, if you will, take your word and turn with us, if you will, this morning to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, have a couple of passages of Scripture that we feel led to focus upon today. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter number 4, Lord willing, today for just the next few moments, we want to be able to look at verses 26 and verse 27 of Paul's letter to the church there at Ephesus. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 26, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil." Oh, dear friends, as you know, the Word of God tells us that our adversary, the devil, he walks about seeking whom that he may devour. The Bible teaches us as well that he's as a roaring lion. He is ferocious. He is something to reckon with. He is something that we are to be very mindful of. Has a desire to destroy us. And as I began to look here at Paul's letter to the church of the Ephesians, the Holy Spirit began to remind me how that you and I today are to be very careful in the world in which it is that we live. You and I today find ourselves sometimes facing obstacles that has a toll upon who we are. We face things that's very trying and very grueling. And as I began to focus upon that, the Holy Spirit began to remind me of how that Paul struggled in way of ministry. Well, you see here, dear friends, the obstacles seem to be great and seem to be numerous in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. And no doubt he, like we, got frustrated from time to time. No doubt he got troubled and he got down and out because of the situations and the circumstances that he faced. And I, like you, and no doubt like him, got angry from time to time. You say, "Brother Lynn, I just don't get angry. Sometimes I just get downright mad." And I believe, dear friends, that is the emotion that we all have experienced. We all get mad from time to time. We all get angry when the things of life compound upon us. But I tell you today, dear friends, we today got to be mindful and got to be careful, because when we get ourselves in an emotional state, it's not pleasing to God, the old adversary who walks about seeking whom he may devour, has a desire to have his way in our lives. And I began to look at this epistle to the church of the Ephesians, and Paul would write, "Be ye angry and sin not." I believe, dear friends, that God blesses us and helps us to handle any situation that comes our way. You say, "Brother Lynn, how does that affect me?" I tell you how it affects you. If you put your reliance upon God and your faith and your trust in Him, you can rest assured that He will bless you. He will help you. And praise God, rise above what is hindering you and bringing you down to a spiritual low. I tell you today, dear friends, let us be careful in our walk today. Oh, many are harboring anger, and it's festered in such a way in their heart that they become cold and indifferent to the will of God. When Paul wrote this letter to the church of the Ephesians, the first three chapters has to do with the construction of the church, and the remainder of the book has to do with Christian conduct. I can tell you today, when you're angry and Satan is working in and throughout your life, your witness is hindered. You are spiritually oppressed, and the devil is having his way. I tell you today, dear friends, let us be careful of our state of being, and let us be mindful that the Lord who loves us, the one who cares for us, is willing to bless us and help us in the emotional state we find ourselves in. Oh, dear friends, the Bible teaches us that we can be angry and sin not, and to not let the sun go down on that anger. You say, why is it stated as it is? Because I can tell you today, dear friends, the old adversary who seeks about bringing your despair, that old devil has a tendency to want to hang around a while. I believe, dear friends, that when the sense and the emotion of anger begins to cripple us and take its hold upon us, we're to look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, to bless us and to help us and to rise above what is bringing us down and bringing us to an all-time low. You say, why is that so important? When you today are being spiritually oppressed and you seem to be knocked from spiritual pillar the spiritual post, I can tell you today, if the old devil can rob you of the joy of walking with God, he will. He will. And you say, Brother Lynn, can anger do that? Yes, anger can, because we all fall victim to this emotion. There may be somebody here today very angry. There may be somebody here very mad. There may be somebody here that's harboring hard feelings. There may be somebody here that the old adversary who walks about seeking whom that he may devour may be having his way. See, Paul understood that. Paul knew that all too well. And the Holy Spirit reminded him in this beloved text by saying, be ye angry and sin not, not to let the sun go down upon your wrath. What he's saying is this, dear friend, the longer it festers, the worse it is. It may start out as something small, but the longer it goes, the worse it'll get. You've heard this old saying, you give Satan an inch, and what will he do? He'll take a mile. Oh, dear friend, if he can rob you of the joy that comes from serving God, he will. The emotion of anger has a tendency to hinder us in many, many ways. Notice here what the apostle would say. He would say to this church, the Ephesians, not to give place to the devil. Not to give place to the devil. What he's saying, it don't give him no room. Don't give him no opportunity to have his way in your life, because your life and my life and all our lives affect those that's around us. And I tell you today, if we give place to the devil, our witness and our testimony, you can rest assured we'll be suppressed. We better be careful. We better be very careful in the world today, because if this old hellish world don't see Jesus Christ in you, most likely they won't see it at all. You today, are walking, talking, breathing testaments of the good news. And when you're mad and you're angry and you're lashing out at everything and everybody, I can tell you today, dear friends, it's not pleasing to God. Paul, this man of faith, found himself facing opposition day in and day out. And here in this letter to the church of the Ephesians, in those first three chapters, when he was talking about building the church, the last part of this epistle was speaking about the conduct and the character of the church. What they're saying today is this: God has built you up. He's placed you in the church of the living God, and now he has a desire to develop your character and your conduct that reflects him, not just on Sunday. See, there's a lot that lives like a saint on Sunday, but like hell on Monday. That's a common thing. You say, Brother Lynn, why is it so common? Because so many are harboring anger, malice-ness. Paul would speak about the lying, the madness, the anger, the wrath that comes. You say, well, nobody really understands me. Well, Jesus Christ understands every facet of who we are. Our Savior not only was fully God, but he was fully man. He faced every trial, temptation, every emotion that you faced, he faced, yet without sin. That's why the Bible teaches us there in 1 John 4:4, little children, greater he that is within us than he that is within the world. And Paul here in this letter to the Ephesian church, he echoed that same sentiment to the church there at Corinth. For 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1 says, be ye followers of me even as I am of Christ. Paul didn't walk to the beat, that human drum, but he walked to the beat of that divine drum. And when he allowed the wrath and anger in his life to be kindled up in such a way that brought about hardship, and no longer it went, the worse it got, and that's why that he spoke as he did through the Holy Spirit, not let the sun go down upon it. You see, dear friends, what Satan wants to do in your life, what he designed to do in my life, is to keep us upset. Have you ever heard the old saying, well, he'll get mad at a drop of a hat and drop it himself? Oh, he loves it. He loves it. Many of you may go home this evening. Somebody might cut you off. Before you know it, not only is Satan sitting beside of you, but he's in your lap. Why? get mad. You may get mad. You say, Brother Lynn, do you get mad? Yes, we all do. But I tell you today, dear friends, what it is that we do with it makes a difference in our world today. We must be careful. Because I can tell you today, dear friends, I desire to have a witness. I desire to have a testimony to sow the seeds of eternal life to a lost, dying, and needful world. And I can't do it when I'm angry. And neither can you. Being a soul of you, not a one of you can. If the devil can have you mad at your neighbor or your friend or your loved one, oh, how he'll relish that. Satan desired to destroy the church at Ephesus. He desired to destroy the church there at Corinth. And I can tell you today, he has a desire to destroy you. He will have you to conjure up more things than you can shake a stick at. He will have you to harbor on what would be a molehill, but before he's through, it'll be a mountain to you. When Paul was writing this epistle, and he was addressing the church at Ephesus, he said, be ye angry and sin not. He knew people would get upset. He knew people from time to time would get mad and get all tore up. But Paul was saying, what you do with it makes all the difference in the world. Jesus got angry. Dear friends, he whipped them out of the temple at the beginning of his ministry, and he cleared the temple at the end of his ministry. And sin not. See, dear friends, we today are to be very careful. Very careful. Why? Because in the world in which it is we live today, we've got very complacent. We have. We think, well, it's out of sight, out of mind. If they don't know it, they don't see it, then it's all okay. Listen, dear friends, we may can hide things from one another, but we can't hide nothing from him. He says, why does the church not have the power that it once has? Well, if we would quit falling victim to the emotions that seem to plague us and hinder us, we would be there where we need to be. What Paul was desiring for the church of the Ephesians and the church of the Corinthians was not to play church, but be the church that the Lord Jesus Christ had built on the faith of the believer. And not to allow Satan to have a field day in their life. That's why that he said what that he did in verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give him room. Don't give him opportunity. Don't make him away. But seal him. Seal him and hold him at bay. The Bible tells us if we draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. The Bible also says if thou believe there is one God, the devils also believe, and they tremble. Satan don't want to be around those who are spiritually walking a walk and talking a talk. But you see, dear friends, look at our lives. We get so caught up who we are, what's going on around us. And we sometimes fail to realize how that adversary that the Apostle Peter spoke of was as a roaring lion seeking whom that he may devour. Paul would tell the church of the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 11, he says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. We're not ignorant of his devices. You see, dear friends, that old devil that walks around desiring to bring problems and havoc and hardship to you, you know his agenda. You know he's a foe. You know he's an enemy. And let us be very careful and mindful of his advances. Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. We know he's calculated. You say, well, God's got a plan. Satan's got one too. People says, well, the Lord loves. Satan loves to hate. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I just can't help it. I just can't help the state I'm in, the emotions that's kindled up within me. Paul, in his letter to the church of the Ephesians, was encouraging. Paul, in his epistle to the Corinthians, was encouraging. And Paul's wonderful letter to the church of the Philippians, there, writing to the church at Philippi, Paul would write in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Let us today be very careful. Let us today be very mindful of the tactics and the advances of the evil one. Let us today know that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to help us and to lead us and to guide us and to direct us and to carry us over that threshold of problems, allowing the Lord to not only love us but to cradle us and to put us, praise God, where we need to be. Let's be very careful. Let's be very careful. Very careful. You may live a life that has a tremendous testimony. You may have invested years in that testimony and in that witness. Do you know something, dear friend? You can destroy it in 30 seconds because of an emotional state that we find ourselves in. Have you ever had to apologize to somebody? I have. It's hard too, especially on the job. I told a group just a few weeks ago, my desire, though imperfect as I am, my desire is to have a witness and a testimony to those that are without. I have to keep my guard up. Because Satan's always got his back up. I have to be mindful where I am and what I'm doing. We better be careful. We better be careful. Because if the old adversary can use you to oppress and hinder, he will. We sometimes think that we can get up and say a prayer and pet our dog on the head and tell her wife goodbye, all is well. Well, dear friends, the Bible teaches us we got to be instant in season and out of season. Always on guard. Always mindful. Never, never giving room and place to the devil. Did you know that you, myself, we may be the catalyst that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to use
to plant seeds that leads to eternal life. The Lord can't use us to sow when we're so upset we don't know where to go. You've heard those saying, I've been mad enough to bite a 10-penny nail into it. We've all been there. We've all done that. We may be there right now. But the Bible warns us to be very careful and not to give place to the devil. And especially not to allow the sun to go down on her anger. You ever went to bed mad? Sure you have. You ever woke up mad? Sure you have. You say, well, it didn't hurt nobody. May not have hurt nobody that you know of, but I can tell you what, it hurt you. Be careful. Let us be very careful. Because we're living in a hellish world. And you and I today, dear friends, may be the only Bible that that old world out there will ever see. And my prayer is today, dear friends, that they see John 3:16 in me. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever shall believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What's it about? Salvation. What's it about? The good news. What's it about? The hope that we have in Christ. Be careful. Be very careful. That warning don't go just to you. That warning goes to me. That warning goes to all of us. The Bible says we all sin, fail, and come short of what? The glory of God. Now I know there's a lot of guys that stands in the pulpit, you know, they think they're holier than thou. They think I'm a rival. I got news for them, they ain't. They're just like you and I, they're sinners saved by grace. They'll come short every day. But let us today be mindful of where we are, where we're at, and what's about us. And when that emotion and that flare of anger begins to infiltrate, penetrate your heart, let us today deal with it in a way that would be pleasing. Let us today be mindful of the responsibility that we have as the living, breathing church of the living God in this world in which it is we live. Let's stand to our feet.